Hey, Doug Pound, start the season off with the freshest Cleveland Browns gear. Visit the team shop at First Energy Stadium or shop on the official Cleveland Browns mobile app. Time to bark, Doug Pound. Please do so, and do so proudly in your Browns gear. That's right, with the sound effects and all. Vic Carucci with Nathan Zagura, and we are into a Football Tuesday, a huge show so far. You've heard from the head coach of the Browns most recently. Peter King stopped by from Sports Illustrated. Armonte Bryant, who's been having a monster training camp and a strong first preseason game, the second-year defensive lineman with us as well. We want to hear from you now. Certainly you can call us at 216-578-0850, but you tweet us as well at Browns underscore daily or at Nathan Zagura or at Vic Carucci. And right now, Matt Fontana producing for us today. I know you got some tweets, Matt. We want to get into those. Go ahead. What do we got?
All right, guys. We started with Justin. He asked, do you see a scenario where both Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel could play in different situations since they are two different types of quarterbacks?
Well, I think the answer is yes, but it's not ideal. I don't like the idea. I think you lose all sense of rhythm. And I think it becomes very disjointed and confusing and problematic when you try to have two quarterbacks, Nathan, sharing a job. You have one guy. And when two guys are sharing a job, that means you don't have one guy generally. So I don't think this team wants to go down that road. I think the only thing holding Johnny Manziel up potentially from being the guy and taking all the snaps or the vast majority of them right now is just the whole learning thing. It's that simple. He's going to be there, but we just talked about this with Peter King. I talked about it a little earlier on the Really Big Show with Tony Rizzo and Aaron Goldhammer. I think it's just a matter of the time process of him learning what he needs to know and applying it, and there's still some holes in that knowledge base.
Right, and that's why it makes a lot of sense to bring in a guy like Rex Grossman who can help him with that, be a coach in pads, be another person in that quarterback room who knows this offense well. So I thought this was a good move. I thought it was, you know, certainly one that I wouldn't mind seeing happen a little bit earlier. I think Tyler Thigpen just didn't quite have it, and I think it was, you know, you could see it the more and more as time went on. I thought he had a rough OTA, rough minicamp, and now all the time, you know, he has started to, you know, he just wasn't producing. It was an ugly end of that Detroit game.
We saw it from the beginning.
We saw it from the beginning, and so now here is Rex Grossman. I think overall a very good move there. But to answer the question on Twitter, I do think there certainly can be some packages for Johnny Manziel where you would come in and have him put some pressure on the defense with his run-pass option, et cetera. But I think that, you know, we're going to see some of that even if Brian Hoyer starts to give him, I think, some game experience before he really takes over. But again, this battle, I think, is far from over. And I think it was good to get Peter King on here to clarify the 50-50 split comment from Dante Whitner, because that's something I talked about on Twitter. I was standing right there when Dante Whitner made it, and Peter was right on. And the sense was basically, listen, Johnny's shown us enough that we believe in him. We already believed in Hoyer. Right. It's not like half of us are saying we have to have Hoyer, the other half saying, no, we have to have Manziel. It's basically like, listen, whoever wins, that's fine, but we believe in both of these guys to be the starting quarterback of the Browns.
It's not a divided team on this issue. There is no internal controversy, which I think people have kind of run with that notion from Peter's report. That's not what Dante Whitner was saying, and right, it's good to have the clarification. I think the other key point here with Rex Grossman coming aboard is if Saturday night's game did nothing else, it made this clear. You've got in one quarterback, Brian Hoyer, a guy who through his first three NFL starts couldn't make it past the first quarter of the third start before his season ended. And so there is that fragility concern. He's coming back from a very serious knee injury. And to say that he's a guy who's going to play 16 games for you and feel 100% confident in that, you can't do that. And that also said, when you talk about Johnny Manziel, he of the six runs that he had in his first NFL outing, and you know there's going to be more running to come, again, as he bails out from that first, after that first read that isn't there, or just trusts his instincts, or as we were talking about with Peter King, goes into Texas A&M mode. He's going to be in Texas A&M mode for a while until he develops into a more accomplished NFL-style quarterback. And I think that will evolve, but on the front end of that thing, he's a guy who's going to be exposed to a lot of contact. Therefore, you've got to have somebody you trust who would very likely have some time in games, and that's a 12-year veteran in Rex Grossman who knows the Kyle Shanahan offense, and it certainly wasn't Tyler Thigpen.
Agreed, and I'll also say this. I don't think that, you know, for the speculation that all of a sudden has emerged that does this make Brian Hoyer expendable, you heard Mike Pettine say, absolutely not, that's ridiculous. I totally agree with that. I don't think Brian Hoyer is going anywhere. I think Rex Grossman is here just as much as, listen, you've got to be honest about things. There is a chance Brian Hoyer, as you said, was not able to make it through his third start last year. Johnny Manziel, we know one of the concerns with him is going to be his ability to stay healthy, especially if he runs as much as we saw him do against Detroit. So you need to have a third quarterback that could play. Listen, it happened last year. That's how Brian Hoyer played. He was the third quarterback. Then he got hurt. Then Jason Campbell was in there. So then he got hurt. So it happens in this league. And getting Rex Grossman is a guy who I think Kyle Shanahan has a lot of familiarity with. He's a guy who's thrown for more than 3,000 yards twice in his career, most recently in 14 games with Washington, with Kyle Shanahan that year, 3,148 yards, 16 touchdowns. Now, he did have 20 interceptions, and Rex does have more interceptions than touchdowns for his career. But remember, back in 2006, he did, in fact, take the Chicago Bears to the Super Bowl against Peyton Manning, when Peyton Manning won his only Super Bowl, as a matter of fact, in that game in Miami, Indianapolis against Chicago. So, guy just familiar for Kyle Shanahan, familiarity that's good, knows this offense. I think he'll be a guy who helps Johnny Manziel, sure, and Brian Hoyer both, because it's a new offense for both of them,
right,
continue to get up to speed in this offense. I think overall a good move there.
Matt, what else we have?
All right, guys, one more from David. He has a question about bringing somebody home. He asked, would the Browns have any interest in possibly trading for Alex Boone? Now, of course, Boone's holding out with the San Francisco 49ers. Tampa Bay has been rumored to be interested in Boone, but could you see the Browns bringing in a guy like him who could play guard or tackle?
I wouldn't rule out anything when it comes to, especially when it comes to trying to enhance the depth of this offensive line. And, you know, Boone could be even more than that, but for sure this team will have its eye open for any of those possibilities. I think right now, the you know, there's two places on this football team that make me uneasy. One is obvious, and we had seen it through practices, Nathan and I, since the beginning of the training camps or offseason, is an absence of depth at wide receiver and just general poor play there. And nothing that gives you a sense that this team can produce touchdowns when it needs to. And obviously they produced none in that preseason opener against the Lions, continuation of a horrible trend. And two is the lack of depth on the offensive line. And when anybody but those first five guys are in there, this team's got problems on its line. Big problems.
Big problems. That second line is scary. And I wonder, you know, when we heard Mike Pettine say on Monday that the first team reps are going to be split between Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel, if that means you're going to see that first team line play longer than you normally would in a second preseason game. And I think the answer is you almost have to, because
it's scary. You're
it's
right.
Scary.
You're
you don't want them to be exposed to injury.
There you go. I mean, you're right.
It's a tough situation.
You can't put Brian Hoyer behind that other line, a guy who isn't mobile, and get him hurt in that for the sake of splitting first-team reps, even though you want to, and I want to, and we all agree, you want to see Johnny Manziel working with a first-unit offense. But if you're extending the playing time of those guys, you're taking a big, big risk.
You're taking a huge risk, and that is why it becomes a very interesting situation for this team. You look at the quarterbacks in that game. Johnny Manziel, 27 snaps. You had 25 for Brian Hoyer. That would be 52 snaps if they get the same number, amount of work that you're exposing Alex Mack, Joe Thomas, Joel Bitonio, Mitchell Schwartz, and John Greco to. Those guys all took 25 snaps in the first week. So that's going to be something to keep an eye on, and I think that is a tough decision right now for a guy like Mike Pettine. Now, I will say this from watching practice, and I'm curious to get your take on it. When Paul McQuiston, in Joe Thomas's days off, plays tackle with the first-team offensive line, I think he's done fine. I think the pass protection has remained very good and surprisingly good considering that swap out. With the second-team offensive line, there's just too much around him that isn't breaking down, and he has not been able to be as good. So I think you could maybe see a situation where, but even so, that would mean you're keeping Mack and Bitonio and Schwartz out there. If you want to bring McQuiston in, let's say, if you want to bring McQuiston in for Joe Thomas, you want to bring Gilkey in for one of the guards to get some time off for those guys, it's still a lot of time for Alex Mack to be out there.
It's too much time for them to be out there. And again, I don't think it's unusual to have players – when they're moving from one unit to the next look better when they're surrounded by better people. That's a statement. That's a testament to the quality of the people on the perimeter of that line. Joe Thomas, and let's throw Mitchell Schwartz in there. He's really quietly had an outstanding camp and a very strong start to the preseason. And of course, Mac the anchor inside. John Greco, props to him, a very strong opener, I think solidifying himself as a starter at guard. We've talked a lot about Joel Bitonio. But yeah, when you mix and match and put a guy like you said, Paul McQuiston, in there with other starters, then I think you can it's okay. I think it's better when you've got more of the real group in there than a patchwork group where you've got maybe one or two starters in there. And here was the other thing, and this is the plan that I had heard, and they never followed through on Saturday, was everybody but Joe Thomas would stay in for Johnny Manziel. I'm wondering now if, in fact, say, Hoyer gets the start Monday night, that if they go that route, maybe they do what they said, what they talked about doing against Detroit. Everybody but Joe is in the game when Johnny's in there. I can live with that.
I also want to see Johnny Manziel start this game for the reason that I want to see what happens when he comes out there. Because while if the Browns want to split the first team reps, and to me that almost sounds like the first team reps are going to be longer than they would technically be otherwise if you had a clear first a starter and a clear backup, I want to see Johnny Manziel against the number one defense of the Washington Redskins. And the only way to assure that that happens on your time frame is to play him first.
Well, yeah, you're right. It would, yes, because those time frame plans get out of whack. I know this team wanted to do a bunch of other things Saturday night that it didn't get to. Certain players didn't get on the field, like Isaiah Crowell, because things went longer than anticipated in terms of the drives and the schedule of playing. And look, it gets unruly with 90 guys. But, yeah, that makes sense, too. That does make sense as well. But again, I see this thing unfolding where you want to get a little more evidence on what Johnny Manziel is. You'll get a better gauge, I think, on him when he is working with starters. But as far as the overall, I'm still skeptical that he's going to have enough time to really know everything he needs to know, or as much as you'd be confident in him knowing, in time to be the starter. It'll help. It should help in his progress to work with starters, and it should prepare as a starter for an NFL game. I think that's a good drill for him to go through as
Absolutely.
A rookie. It's an excellent drill to go through.
Absolutely. So, yeah. You got to get out to fast starts in the National Football League. Will be good to see him get that opportunity. But again, that decision will be made on Thursday, the team's off day from practice, according to head coach Mike Pettine. When we come back, we're going to hear from the newest member of the Cleveland Browns, quarterback Rex Grossman, on his return with, or his reunion with offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan. We're also going to play a little after further review at 2:30 p.m., breaking down the Detroit game, our thoughts on that. We'll take your tweets and your phone calls as well, 216-578-0850. It's Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, Zagura Crew. Rucci coming right back.
Got me spinning around, I ain't even on the dance floor. You're singing that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college.